Safety, dependability, and power. Chevy Silverado isn't happy unless the work is hard and the day is long. No wonder Silverado is America's number one best-selling retail pickup truck. Go to ChevyDriveChicago.com and put a Silverado in your toolbox.
Let's get Heather Cherone on the line. What she's doing on the 4th of July holiday weekend is talking to me because I ruined all of her plans, Heather. Thanks so much for joining us on what I'm sure was supposed to be a relaxing day for you.
Happy to be here, John. Anything for you.
Yeah, she says that, but there's like a little tinge of, really, John, again?
No.
Heather's the digital reporter over at WTTW. She's done everything here in Chicago and done it better than most. Heather, a lot of questions about this. What the heck? This quarantine from other states here in Chicago, how it'll work, how it'll be enforced. Let's start with the basics. What's the deal?
Well, starting on Monday, if you are traveling from one of 15 states where coronavirus cases are surging, the city is asking you to quarantine for 2 weeks or 14 days.
And so that's for visitors from going there, or if you go there on vacation, like if you have a little road trip to Iowa, or you go to see maybe your grandparents live in Iowa, or your parents, or your kids. If you go to Iowa and you come back, that means you stay in your house for 14 straight days.
That's right. So if you spend 24 hours in a state like Iowa or Texas or Florida or Alabama, and then you come back home, the city is asking you to quarantine to make sure that you haven't caught the coronavirus while you were there and that you don't spread it to other people in Chicago. Because while Illinois is in relatively good shape, there's nothing to keep other states from sort of spreading into Illinois and sort of reversing all of the progress that state officials are, I think, rightly proud of.
Yeah, and New York has something similar too, right?
Right. So New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut all have the same order, which is basically the same, that you have to quarantine yourself if you come from a state that has a high number of cases. And they're, you know, in a little bit of the same position as Illinois, even though, of course, the pandemic hit those states much harder than it hit Illinois. And, you know, Illinois, has had a rough couple of months, even though it never reached the heights of what happened in New York City, for example.
So is there any way they're enforcing this, or is this just, hey, let's say this, let's get as many people to do this as possible? If nothing else, it's a reminder to people about the seriousness of this. And even if they alter their behavior just a little bit, it could help?
Part of it. So if people violate this order, they could face fines of $100 to $500 a day, up to $7,000. So there is some teeth to this order, but this is not a situation where the police are going to be out pulling cars with out-of-state license plates over. You know, there's no hotline for people to call to, you know, snitch on the neighbor that they know that went to Iowa or anything along those lines. It's really, they're going to launch a public education campaign, so you're going to see social media posts and signs on the expressway and at the airports in the hopes that people will do the right thing and sort of follow these rules and prevent any surge in cases.
So I want to just be absolutely correct here. I said Iowa off the top because I thought that was on the list. And we had a text from the 847 saying it's not on the city of Chicago list. And I really quickly pulled up the website and I must have read that somewhere or something. But it seems to be it's Alabama, Arkansas, Arizona, California, Florida, Georgia, Idaho, Louisiana, Mississippi, North Carolina, Nevada, South Carolina, Tennessee, Texas, and Utah. And I don't think I said the word Iowa. So I was wrong, and I apologize. But I know Iowa's on another list, so this just goes to show. And this list could change, right, Heather? I mean,
Yes. It absolutely can change. And this order will be in effect for at least the next 2 weeks, and they can change it again, or they can lift it. And I think that is really going to depend on what happens in those states. I'm with you, John. I saw something that had Iowa on this list, so that bears looking into a little bit more.
Yeah, we'll have to double check. I'm on the city's website, and that doesn't seem to indicate Iowa, but I thought I saw Iowa colored in. Maybe someone in the graphics department thought Idaho was Iowa and colored in the wrong state. We'll get down.
We're all human, right, Dan? Right?
Boy, are we ever.
Yeah, yes.
The ironic thing about this is, of course, the reason why we are issuing something like this is because we have done so good, relatively speaking, and we're trying to protect it. So it shows how far we've come that we're trying to say, hey, if you go to one of these other states, that's a problem.
That's right. And I think, you know, it is something that Governor Pritzker and Mayor Lightfoot is very concerned could be reversed very quickly. Because, you know, up until a couple of weeks ago, Texas and Florida and Alabama, they were also doing okay. And, you know, I think it has reinforced that the progress that has been made is tentative and is easily reversible, which is also why you saw Mayor Lightfoot on Thursday warn people if they're going out to a bar, if they're going out to a restaurant, to follow the rules, wear a mask, and stay as much as possible away from other people and keep that 6-foot distance. And she warns that if she sees crowds like she saw last weekend in Wrigleyville, that restaurants and bars are going to start to lose their licenses and face fines.
Are they having police go and do this? How does that actually work in terms of let's say we saw a crowded bar or the mm-hmm. mayor gets word, who enforces a shutdown of that and how does that process, would that get started?
So it's really through the Business Affairs and Consumer Protection Department of the city. And they're going to go in, they're going to send inspectors, and they're going to give restaurants and bars a chance to sort of correct the issues. Like, hey, you know, you really got to, you know, follow these rules or, you know, next time it's not going to be a warning. And then they're going to sort of take progressive action. But this is not a situation where they're sending the Chicago Police Department, you know, into sluggers or, you know, something like that. That's not how this is working. But again, so much of this is really, you know, designed for people to know what the rules are and to follow those rules. And there's, you know, really sort of a limited ability for the state and the city to sort of, you know, sort of enforce people to do the right thing. People just have to do the right thing or more people are going to get sick and ultimately die.
I had a text from the 815. So if I live in Illinois and work in Indiana, do I have to quarantine? I'd say no, that Indiana's not on the list right now. And if Indiana ever got on the list, that would be an issue because we have so many people that cross back and forth between Illinois and Indiana. And I imagine that if Wisconsin ever got on the list too, that's where you'd really start to see people, especially with vacation homes and stuff like that, where that would continue to be a rising issue. Got a lot of texts about the authority that the mayor has to do that. I mean, I imagine there are some federal protections for people being able to travel between the states, and there is some question about how much authority mayors have. I mean, one of these interesting debates that is coming out of this whole crisis is how much authority governors, mayors really do have, and I guess this will all have to be tested in the courts at some point.
That's right. So this is really based on the city's authority to keep the public safe and enforce public health orders. So if you go to the city's website, chicago.gov/coronavirus, you can see the actual order, which is signed not by Mayor Lightfoot, by Dr. Allison Arwady, who's the commissioner of the Department of Public Health. She's a medical doctor, and this is sort of what she's saying that she needs to do to keep the city safe. So that's where that authority is coming from, because I know it might not seem like it in Illinois, but there is still a disaster declaration. In fact, you know, we're still sort of on the press, you know, in the middle of this pandemic. But you're absolutely right. It is, you know, absolutely an open question for the courts whether states can restrict travel from other states in their borders. There is something called the Commerce Clause of the U.S. Constitution, which sort of says that, you know, one state can't decide not to, you know, allow trade with another state, because then, you know, the whole one nation sort of concept breaks down. So there are a lot of questions, which is why you're not going to see sort of, you know, a huge amount of enforcement of this order, because that could trigger those sort of court cases.
Heather, we only got a couple more minutes, but I just want to ask, and I'm not asking you to reveal any sources or to, you know, hypothesize, but I'm going to kind of. A couple weeks ago when we were on track to go to phase four, let's say early June, things looked great here, but they also looked okay everywhere else. And I think everyone thought, oh, we're all going in the right direction. Phase four is going to be great. As we went into phase four last week, it was clear that other states were having these flare-ups, these giant spikes in cases, hospitalizations, and I almost wondered if we were actually going to go over. I think that we had to, because we had kind of set that date in mind. Politically, that's where we were. Are they going to have a pretty quick trigger to go back to phase three if we get any sort of bounce up? If you have any sense of that?
Oh, I do. I think that the mayor and the governor have been very clear that if there is a surge that reaches a certain threshold in terms of the number of cases of tests that come back positive, also hospitalization rates are something that they're watching very quickly, as well as available ICU beds. And if those metrics start to go in the opposite direction, I think you're going to see the governor and the mayor act very, very quickly. The statistics in Illinois have been relatively flat for the last several weeks, which is, I think, tentatively good news, mm-hmm. even as the state is testing almost 30,000 people a day. So that low positivity rate with the increasing number of tests is something that is giving the health officials a good amount of peace of mind.
All right, Heather Cherone. And boy, I told you 1 minute and you answered it in exactly 1 minute. Heather Cherone is a professional through and through, digital reporter at WTDW. Heather, thanks for letting me ruin your weekend, okay?
Anytime, John.